There's no question or doubt about that. And I also, apart from putting the motion forward for the March meeting, Greg, I also asked a question as to what did we receive through Donegal County Council since the elections of 2004. And as you can see from the detailed reply, it was between 2004 and 2011, which is nearly 2 years ago when they were abolished, we had over 15 million. Now, 15 million is a substantial amount of money. But again, when we look at the full monies from the Exchequer, it's a very, very small. And again, what we're always talking about, particularly at these kind of times, is value for money. And I don't think that there was any scheme. Actually, there was the two schemes I mentioned, the LISs, which was one, or the Bar Asha, which is the same type of scheme that run the Guildford, they used to serve in the Guildford. And I have a problem at the particular moment, because I have a number of roads within a half a mile from my own doorstep that are people on them, some people that are sick on them or whatever, and I can't offer them one shovel of material for it. And I think that's disgraceful.
And the reality is the county council is always going to have to favour county roads with the funding that it has, and it would take forever, arguably, to take over these roads as such. So the LIS scheme was crucial in this regard.
Sure, it was the only one that said we haven't taken over a road in the county for years, and the reason we haven't taken them over, we're hardly able to maintain the county roads that we have. So again, I know that this is tough economic times and that, but the one thing that I was very heartened with today, because that's the way I always wore my sleeve when I went into that council chamber, taking it in countywide, taking it in non-political or whatever, I think there was 12 speakers there representing everybody that was in there, and the people who were in government, the same as I used to do when Fianna Fáil was in government, have promised that they would make every pursuing to see can we do anything about these two schemes that we've lost. And I'd be very hopeful after the day that when Donegal County Council make a case again, that hopefully in the coming years that at least we'll be able to get a small amount, and I'll certainly be keeping us updated because I'll be continuously asking about it.
And finally, as you mentioned, there are people listening today who have access to the property through private roads that can barely get through them and would face bills of tens of thousands of euro to even make them passable.
Yeah, and there's one thing I think we always, the elderly is one thing and the other is people unfortunately who are sick. And God knows we have plenty of people like that at the present moment and that. And I think it's only fair that as a county council, again, if I go around and I knock at somebody's door, they'll not blame the manager or the executive. They'll always blame the representative. But my part is the representatives have worked very, very well together over the years. I've had, I suppose, maybe a couple of hundred roads that's been done during my reign in Donegal County Council. But the sad part at the moment, this last couple of years, we have nothing to show for that. And I think it doesn't matter how long it would take to talk. If we were there for 2 hours or for 10 hours, I think what was said in there the day was very, very important. And hopefully that's something. And if it doesn't come back out that the schemes are restored, at least that community groups or people who are prepared to take materials from council depots, what their tractors or whatever, surely would be able to allow something like that there on a smaller basis. And again, the door's open. That's why I wanted to pursue all these things.